Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Falcons held the Commanders to 1-8 on third down conversions. They got off the field. That was big yesterday. But we got to talk about some of the bad. And look, we can talk about wide receiver coaches and all this stuff, but what's going on with the special teams? Kickoff team allowed a total of 199 yards in returns yesterday, including a 58-yarder. Mike, that's inexcusable. And when we talk about these new kickoff rules, look, I don't think anybody likes it. It is what it is, right? But
kick it to the 5-yard line, set it up. Don't let them get past the 25. Not that hard.
We got to cover this thing. We haven't done a good job, by the way, over the last few weeks. But yesterday specifically, that is bad. Michael Penix had a few misreads. He did throw an interception, one where he didn't just put enough air on it. If he puts a little bit more air on the ball, it's a completion of Drake London. And he
and
didn't
maybe
do
a
it.
Score, maybe more. Right?
Yeah. And so he throws an interception. But the thing was, Mike, he overcame it. He didn't let it get him down. He came right back out and they moved the ball. Also, Darnell Mooney was ruled out in third quarter hamstring injury. Why is this feeling like this is not going to be a good season for Darnell?
Yeah, and this is why, you know, Casey Washington, he'll have a chance to maybe contribute at some point. But, yeah, he was not right to start. And they said it. I mean, I guess the athletic staff, best they could, probably, I mean, I don't even need surgery, but we heard some things came out. Like Michael Penix Jr. said his recovery. And remember, he blew out his shoulder. It looked like right in front of us, right, in the first full contact practice.
Yep.
And it just didn't pass the eye test. Now you're throwing a hamstring. Unfortunately, Mooney has just not looked he's not looked right, for lack of a better word, all season.
I agree.
And Ray had a bad miss as well.
So, look, those things, those are the bad. If you were going to say, hey, they did everything right, lots of right, lots of good, but those are a few of the bads. And then, you know, Natron Brooks suffers that injury during the kick return, and then he was ruled out with a concussion. That looked ugly because he tried to get up. For those who, I don't know if you saw it in the stadium, he tries to get up and then just collapses, and everybody's like, yo, what is going on? Players are taking a knee, Mike. It was one of those tense moments.
Yeah, as soon as we saw that, I'm like, oh, this is bad. And you're just hoping you're not going to see the cart. But he came to, got it together, and was able to get off on his own power. But, yeah, that was tough. You know, you already covered the kicking game. That was probably my biggest beef. Now, again, this is nuanced, so bear with me. You got to go through it second by second. The way the clock was handled or sort of mishandled by Dan Quinn and the Commanders, and we could have taken advantage of it. We didn't take a timeout after their – guys, go back and look. We could have saved 36 seconds, had over a minute, maybe 5 or 10, to try to do something, get down the field, but we waited too long. They actually did burn a timeout. Then we burned a timeout after third down, but the damage was done. So I just thought, let's burn all our timeouts, and let's give Michael Penix Jr. a chance to do the kind of stuff we know he's capable of. So I didn't like the aggressiveness. And again, I know it's splitting hairs for folks who don't follow it, and I think I might have said after third down. It was after second down they needed to call that timeout.
So this is before the half. I didn't like it, Mike, on the broadcast. I was talking about, you know, you either take a knee and run the clock out and take that lead to the half, or you be aggressive and you try to get another score to just put it in their face before the end of the half. We didn't do either. We were kind of in between. And that's why, you know, when we were having this conversation via text, and Mike's like, why are we not using our timeouts? And I'm sitting there and I'm like, yeah, I didn't feel like there was a sense of urgency before the half for us to put the ball in position, even to get a field goal.
Right. It's a 17-10 game at that point. So you can go up two scores because, remember, they're going to get the ball to start the second half. And so, to me, if you go back and look at it, it was a minute 16, and eventually they take a timeout to D.C., but 36 seconds come off the clock.
Yeah.
So that was my beef.
And I think it's valid. Again, these are, you said it, nuances. It didn't affect the game, thank goodness. But what's your approach? End of the half, you've got the lead.
Pedal to the metal.
You get the ball back. Are we just going to sit on it? All right, run a few plays and let's go to the locker room with the lead, or are we going to go try to score and be aggressive? And I just felt like there was a little bit of indecision, in my opinion, there, where we were kind of like, okay, we'll run a few plays. What's the clock look like? Ah, well, we're okay. I was like, let's go.
Right.
So I agree with you.
Urgency. And urgency and consistency, because at times we've been aggressive, but that's, again, didn't come back to bite us. And the good news is they're not able to score. And then just a little bit, probably got a little bit tighter. The two fourth down conversions they made, but we were so good on third down. Mm-hmm. They were one out of eight, only one out of eight on third downs for the Commanders.
Yeah, let's hear Raheem Morris talking about Zach Robinson being on the sidelines. Remember what the conversations we had last week? Well, for those who didn't see or hear this, after the game they asked Bijan about it. And Bijan was like, Zach Robinson told him, dude, I should have been down here since the beginning. And Bijan was like, yeah, it's been a real help. Mm. I think guys on that offense benefited yesterday from the OC being on the field. Here is Raheem Morris.
It just feels good. You know, Zach brings a certain amount of energy to this football team. He brings a certain amount of energy to our offense. I mean, he just brings a certain amount of energy from the guy. You know, when I was happy to see him down there, I was happy to see us have success, be able to move the football, to bring his juice, get those guys closer together. That's something that we're going to move forward doing.
That's the head coach. So what did the quarterback think? This is Michael Penix on Robinson being on the sidelines.
Yeah, it was good, you know, for him to be able to talk to me right there in front of me, you know, just showing me. I'm looking at the looks on the iPad, and, you know, he's going through play calls and stuff like that. You know, it was good to have, and I feel like it definitely it was something that helped us today.
We didn't have that in Carolina.
Nope.
So I was telling you guys about Michael being on the bench and nobody's over there with one of those Microsoft pads that they use, those Surface pads, and going through stuff. That wasn't the case yesterday. It was beneficial, at least according to Michael Penix and a lot of guys on that offense. Meanwhile, Raheem Morris, Mike, was this an apology to the fans after playing so terrible the week before?
It was an apology to the fans.
All right, let's hear it.
When you're talking about coming off the nasty, disgusting taste that we left out there for ourselves, and that was our apology to our fans today, to be able to go out there and get us a win. So we can go out and enjoy our bye week, and everybody can be a little bit happier.
Hell yeah. I mean, look, 2-2.
I accept, Raheem.
Yes, we accept your apology.
I accept.
Now bring Ike Hilliard back. Message was received. No, I'm kidding. But no, in the case of the Falcons, it doesn't matter how you start. There's so many teams that started funky and then finished strong. The Giants made a career of it with Eli Manning, looking just so mediocre at times and getting hot at the right time.
Yep.
Don't you feel we have the elements on this team, especially with our young defense, that's only going to get better? You're already seeing, like, Xavier Watts got two picks already in just four games. We're seeing all these young stars coming together. I mean, the linebacker play, I mean, we're this close to our linebackers having three interceptions, right?
That's right.
Diablo nearly had one. Caden Ellis nearly had one.
Mike, you said Divine Diablo.
So the good news is, guys, whether those first five games, the Buffalo game, I don't know where you felt about it. Do you think that was a winnable game? Well, they're not world beaters. They're scoring a lot of points, though. Buffalo, you're going to have to match their offensive output, and you got to hope you get a couple of stops, maybe a turnover. But the good news is it's going to be here. Yes, there'll be 15,000 or more Buffalo fans. It is what it is. But hopefully, I think you've seen enough in our wins, you know, which make me feel better about the crap we saw in the losses. Flush that game out from the Panthers. If you're still talking about that, now it's time to turn. We had a right to bellyache about it, but now we've shown we bounce back.
Yep, and this is good, because what's going to happen as this season plays along, guys, and you guys know this, we may have another clunker.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long year, man. And you know, we're going overseas. You come back, Mike. That's a short turnaround. Like, you just don't know. You hope that every week you're going to have it together. But the reality is, we may have an adverse situation where this team is struggling one Sunday and then they find a way to win, or they don't, and you're wondering, are they going to be able to bounce back? This was a big test to say, we can do this. Like, hey, we can have a bad game and they're right. Probably going to have another, but it's okay. We're going to come back from it.
Look how mediocre some of these teams look right now. I mean, you just talked about Baltimore, where they got major injuries. Now all of a sudden, they're ready to run Munkin out of town. They're afraid to use Derrick Henry in short yardage.
Fumbles.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, that's a thing. So they're 1-3. You know, we've talked about the teams that everybody's fave, the Chiefs. They're 2-2, and they look like the Chiefs. They just look very mediocre every game they play,
yeah.
And they grind. Everybody was anointing the Packers as the next big thing. And they may still, but they're 2-1-1 after that. That was an amazing game we'll talk about coming up.
No, you're right. And that's why, if you said, who is the best team in the NFL, can you put your finger on it? Felt like the Chargers maybe 2 weeks ago, but it's so early, and then they lose, as you said, to the Giants. You're like, That's what's crazy about this league. And you got to be ready to play every week, man. We were not ready. Mike's right. I'm over, so far over the Carolina game, and this just made me feel good to see how resilient this team was yesterday.
Look, I know that we looked at the schedule and we said, ooh, got to go to San Francisco. The Jaguars just beat them.
Yep.
Jaguars just beat them. So, I mean, not impossible. By the way, we'll get into that as well. A war of words between Robert Saleh and Liam Cohen got real nasty. But, I mean, there's a lot of teams that are kind of just like us, trying to find what their true identity is. We're not as bad as we were against Carolina, and certainly we're not as good as the Vikings made us look. I think we're somewhere in the middle. How about that?
Yeah, here's the crazy thing. When you start talking about what Bijan did yesterday. So he's the first running back, Falcons running back, with 175-plus scrimmage yards, all right? That's total, since Devontae Freeman did it in 2017. He had 194 in December 18th, 2017. It's crazy because Devontae Freeman's career here was very short-lived, right? He was a very good back for us, but it was short-lived.
Ever since the contract extension, it went sideways.
It went weird, yeah. But Robinson's the first Falcons running back with 175-plus scrimmage yards since Devontae did it back in 2017. The point is, that's a dominating performance, and we haven't had that at the running back position.
Right. And this is why on Sunday Night Football, they were telling you, I mean, Saquon Barkley's like, that guy talking about Bijan. So that was monstrous. And it was great to see Drake. Let's be honest, that's the best Drake's looked all season yesterday.
He looked like the dude we were bragging about in at camp. When we were telling you, and Mike used that phrase, I think he was like Montana to Rice, and everybody's right. Like, whoa! Yeah. But that's how he looked yesterday. That's what we were watching every day at camp.
Go-to guy. Guess who didn't start him? This guy. Mm. Yeah, I thought we'd still be banged up. He wasn't. He was gone. He was freaking gold, man.
He's a killer. You know the theme we play for Drake London.
Right.
Big game for all of our studs and stars on offense. All right, man, we got a lot more to dive into. We will go around the NFL, and there was a lot to talk about in regards to what went down yesterday in the league, including what happened in Dublin. Also, as we talk about, there are a few teams right now that feel like their season's done. Ironically, right. The Titans are one of those teams. They came here for a joint practice. I was not impressed with Cam Ward. I said it to you guys. I did not leave those 2 days and go, woo, man, you guys, you got to watch. They are struggling, and now Cam Ward's even calling them, you know, booty. He's saying they're not any good.
He said we are A-double-S.
He did.
Yeah, and remember, Brian Callahan last week took himself out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Out of play calling.
So, Mike, there are teams right now where we feel like we're just hitting it. Like we're coming alive, and all of a sudden now maybe our season's just about to start after kind of figuring out. We don't know exactly what we are, to your point, but I feel a lot better after 4 weeks than a lot of teams who are winless or even teams with one win, and the Titans are one of those teams where, like, this season's over. They're playing for another first overall pick.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.